of wine is supposed to help you relax, but for some people, red wine does lead to headaches. There are some red wines that are actually produced naked, believe it or not, and that might work a little better for you.
Washington Examiner wine columnist Scott Greenberg is here for our Wine of the Week. Welcome back, Scott.
It is good to be back, Sean and Hillary.
Hi.
The red wine headache. First, explain that.
Well, you get one if you drink too much.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
But it's any wine.
But it's not just the amount. Sometimes no. it is the makeup of the wine.
There is something called the red wine headache syndrome, and it happens if you even have just a little bit of red wine, you can get a very intense headache. And the thought is that people are not just allergic to tannins, but the tannins found in oak. And oak goes into just about every red wine. So what we're going to be talking about today is naked red wines made with little or no oak.
Well, let's talk about that.
Well, let's talk about the 2011 Alfredo Roca Pinot Noir. Now, this is from Mendoza, Argentina. Now, this Pinot Noir grape is actually aged in neutral oak, which means the barrels have gone through three or four seasons of being, you know, being used, and now most of the oak tannins have leached out of it, so it's fairly safe. Aromas of cherry, strawberry on the nose, flavors of red berry, plums on the soft frame, and then you get a little hint of graphite and earth, and it's just a supple finish. Only $12. These wines are going to be less expensive because they're not using oak or they're using older oak, so they're going to be less expensive.
Interesting. What else do you got?
I have the 2011 Cigar Box Reserve Malbec. Now, this is also from Argentina, but this is carefully fermented in temperature-controlled stainless steel tanks, but it still gives you a really big mouthfeel with a lot of blackberry jam and that dark plum that I like in Malbecs, and then just a little bit of hint of pepper. But the finish is really rich and intense for a wine of this price, $12.
Do you like the naked wines, Scott?
I actually do. I don't think that, again, it depends. I think if I don't really feel like I'm missing anything by drinking them. Can you imagine if I suffered from red wine headaches?
Really?
It would kind of end my career. But I do like them, and I do think that they have a wonderful place. And particularly if you like red wines and you're getting those headaches, try these wines. I think it would be worth it.
All right. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.